Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One of my teachers at the seminary, her name was Sister Mary Timothy. She taught us sacred scripture, and she was very short, so yes, seminarians being the evil creatures that they are, we did call her Tiny Tim. Not to her face, because you didn't do that with Sister Mary Timothy. She was a very good teacher, and one of the things that sticks in my mind about her is when we were given the ministry of lector, it's what used to be called in the old days minor orders. It's one of the steps before you're ordained a priest. One of the part of the rite is that the bishop who institutes you into the ministry, he gives you a sacred Bible, and he doesn't give you a new Bible. You give your own Bible, and then he hands it to you. And one of my classmates, a guy by the name of Joe, he just used a New Testament. He used the full Bible. Well, the class after that, Sister Mary Timothy chewed him up one side and down the other, and then spit him out. Because the Old Testament isn't good enough for you? You only want to use the New Testament? What are you, some kind of Martian heretic? You know, and she just went on and on and on. And she had a point. Because we as Catholics don't just believe in the New Testament. The Old Testament isn't, we didn't throw it away with Jesus. We didn't throw away the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant isn't evil and the New Covenant good. You know, sometimes people talk that way. They talk about the Old Testament God and the New Testament God as if they were different gods. They're not. They're one God. God, you know, that was part of the Gnostic heresy, that there were two different gods. There was the evil God of the Old Testament and the good God of the New Testament. Wrong. One God. And similarly, the Old Covenant wasn't evil, and you know, we didn't just throw it away and start over new. The Old Covenant prepared the way for the New Covenant. And it foreshadowed the New Covenant. And it is perfected in the New Covenant. It didn't disappear. And so, you know, if you look at the Bible, you know, why do we read the Old Testament? Because it leads to the New Testament, because it gives background to the New Testament. And while the New Testament made things fuller and more complete, it didn't abrogate the Old Testament. As our Lord said, I have come not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. And so, don't just have a New Testament. Have a New Testament and an Old Testament. In other words, have a Bible. And remember that our faith is founded in the Old Covenant. That's one of the reasons why we honor the Jewish people, even though they don't accept Christ. We pray that they will, and they will come to the fullness of the faith. But we honor them because in a very real way, they are our fathers and mothers in the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.